Catholic Answers, to explain and defend the faith, visit us online at catholic.com. Meet the Inquisitor. The medieval Inquisitor gets a bad rap, perhaps, sometimes, justifiably, but Bernard Guy embodied the ideal Inquisitor's best qualities. By Steve Weidenkopf. The Frenchman Bernard Guidonis, usually shortened to Guy, was born 20 years after the death of Pope Gregory IX, or 1227-1241, but that pontificate shaped the course of Bernard's life. In 1231, Gregory IX promulgated the Bull Il Humani Generis, wherein he established the procedures for papally appointed clergy as inquisitors charged with preserving Orthodox Catholic beliefs and teachings throughout Christendom. Not much is known about Bernard's early life, but he enters the story of the Church in the late 13th century, when, as a young man, he joined St. Dominic's Order of Preachers. After profession of his final vows, Bernard continued his studies and became a teacher for 15 years. The order recognized Bernard's brilliance and his humble and patient demeanor and sent him to the Dominican house in the town of Albi in 1306 as a lecturer in theology. Although it had been more than 75 years since the end of the bloody Albigensian Crusade, called by Pope Innocent III to eradicate the heresy of the Cathars, or Albigensians, who taught a form of Gnosticism, wherein material things are evil and spiritual things are good, erroneous teaching still held sway in the region. What was needed was an Inquisition, and for there to be an Inquisition, there had to be dedicated inquisitors. Appointment as a papal inquisitor required candidates to be at least 40 years old, trained in theology, and notable for a virtuous life. The inquisitor was expected to protect the unity and security of the church and society from the poison of heresy. As a matter of charity, the inquisitor worked to save the jeopardized soul of the heretic and to reconcile the errant to the church. Bernard met all these criteria. So he was appointed an inquisitor, and he spent the next several decades prosecuting heretics, including Albigensians, the false apostles, the Fraticelli, and the Waldensians. Bernard wrote about his dealings with the Waldensians, named for Peter Waldo of Lyons, a merchant who, in 1170, decided to sell his goods, give to the poor, and abandon his family. His message attracted followers, and those who joined him began calling themselves the Humiliati or the Poor Men of Lyons. The Archbishop of Lyons prohibited their preaching, but to no avail. The Waldensians taught contempt for church authority, denied the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, forbade the taking of oaths, and argued against the death penalty as criminal punishment. In his book The Waldensian Heretics, Bernard provided insight for his fellow inquisitor, derived from personal experience, on how to handle these crafty disruptors. Bernard illustrated how difficult it was to interrogate Waldensians because of the deception and duplicity with which they answer questions. He provided an example of an interrogation with a heretic. When he is asked if he knows why he has been arrested, he answers very sweetly and with a smile, "My lord, I should be glad to learn the reason from you." Asked about the faith which he holds and believes, he answers, "I believe everything that a good Christian ought to believe." Questioned as to whom he considers a good Christian, he replies, "He who believes as Holy Church teaches him to believe." When he is asked what he means by Holy Church, he answers, "My lord, that which you say and believe is the Holy Church." If you say to him, "I believe that the Holy Church is the Roman Church, over which the Lord Pope rules, and under him, the prelates," he replies, "I believe it." Meaning that he believes that you believe it. Bernard's extensive career and experience with different heretical groups, coupled with his scholarly nature, led him to write a manual for inquisitors known as the Practica. Divided into five parts, the Practica was a handbook containing procedures for the arrest of suspects of heresy, sample inquisitorial edicts and decrees, examples of sentences, a treatise on the duty of inquisitors, a collection of papal documents concerning heresy and inquisitors, and descriptions of various heretics and how to recognize them. In describing the ideal inquisitor, Bernard stressed piety and humility as key attributes. He believed also that an inquisitor should be zealous for the faith and the salvation of souls, in control of his emotions, unyielding, free from malice and anger, not motivated by cruelty or revenge, wary of laziness and gullibility, and imbued with a spirit of compassion. Moreover, Bernard emphasized that each inquisitorial case must be considered on its own merits and by its own unique circumstances and characteristics. No two investigations were alike. During his decades-long and impressive inquisitorial career, Bernard passed 930 judgments in heresy cases, an average of 54 per year or a little more than one a week. Most of his cases resulted in imprisonment or penitential sentences, with only 42 obstinate heretics remanded to the secular authority for capital punishment. The resolute Bernard illustrated that the focus of the medieval inquisitors was the salvation of the souls of those who embraced false teachings through a patient and charitable investigation. He embodied the attributes of the perfect inquisitor, with justice and mercy at the forefront. Bernard did not seek appointment as an inquisitor, but he accepted the position with humility and strove diligently to protect the faithful from dangerous heretical teachings that threatened their eternal salvation. Although known mostly for his career as an inquisitor, Bernard was also a historian and author of works on the liturgy and the lives of the saints. Pope John XXII, R. 1316-1334, made Bernard a bishop. He spent the remainder of his days focused on the pastoral care of the people of God entrusted to him, and he went to his eternal reward at the age of 70 in 1331.